Most of the Greeks admired the Persians in so many ways. And above all, admired many of the Persian subjects, and in the case of the Phoenicians, feared them as competitors at sea and as better at the tactics of triremes at the start of the wars. The Persian kings also ruled over many Greeks. These included the Greeks of Cyprus. The Greeks settled in the islands of the Aegean and along the shores of Asia Minor, generally known as Ionia. Most of those Greeks were in language and descent related to the Athenians. In 499 BC, these Greeks under Persian rule rose in rebellion, and the rebellion was put down very brutally. There was a great naval battle at Lade in 494 off the shores of the city of Miletus in Asia Minor today. Actually, the whole area is silted in. It's the only battlefield you can drive to, naval battlefield you can drive to in a bus, because it's all now, you know, marsh and land. And in any case, that battle was indicative of several aspects of Persian understanding of the Greeks. First, it had been a coalition of Greek cities that revolted. This coalition nearly fell apart in the first year of the fighting. The final battle at Lade in 494 BC, a number of the Greeks defected, notably those of Samos, the great island polis, went over to the Persian side. Second, the Persians observed that in this rebellion, the Greeks would be more than willing to defend their homeland, their native polis to the last, but the ability to coordinate any kind of collective strategy was really quite beyond them. And finally, what they realized is that these Greek rebels had obtained aid from the Greek homeland, that is, across the waters in what is now mainland Greece, from Athens and a town called Eretria, which is on the island of Euboea, which is that long island that extends along the shores of Boeotia on the eastern side of central Greece. The city of Eretria was also an Ionian city. The Athenians and Eretrians had lent aid to the rebel Ionians. And those rebel Ionians in the second year of the war had burned Sardis in western Asia Minor, which was the capital of the Persian satrap. And the great king of Persia really can't allow these sort of things to happen when a bunch of hick rebels end up burning one of his governor's palaces. It just doesn't look good. It inspires people like Babylonians and Egyptians to rebel, far more serious and important provinces. So they had to be punished. Furthermore, the Ionians had approached the Spartans for assistance, and the Spartans considered it at first until they realized the size and dimension of the Persian Empire, and it was really quite beyond their capacity. King Cleomenes was very, very eager to take on the commission, especially when the man who was representing the Ionians, Aristagoras, who had been ex-tyrant of Miletus turned democratic leader, a rather interesting political creature, dangled in front of Cleomenes the idea of being lord of Asia. Cleomenes liked that idea, but in the end, the Spartans rejected the idea of intervention. And in part, it just didn't mean that much to the Peloponnesians. It was too far away in many ways. In any case, the Greeks had to be punished. Several expeditions were sent out, targeting Athens as the main opponent. One in 492 BC sailed along the northern shores of Greece, rounded Mount Athos, and then ran into a storm and went to the bottom. That also did not do wonders for the image of great King Darius I. And Darius prepared another expedition in 490 BC, and this expedition sailed from the cities of Ionia across the islands, central islands of the Aegean, known as the Cyclades, and attacked Athens. They first sacked Eretria on the island of Euboea, and then landed on the east shore of Attica at a place called Marathon. And they had in their ranks, the Persians had in their ranks, the former tyrant of Athens, Hippias, now extremely elderly and aged, who was going to be put on the throne of Athens and rule Athens as the Persian puppet. So at this point, the Persians wanted to punish Athens. They didn't intend a conquest of the entire of Greece. The Spartans were really not on the agenda. But what the great king of Persia had to do was make a credible example of the states that had backed the rebels in Ionia. Otherwise, the Persians are going to face repeated rebellions in this quadrant. Well, this led to the Athenian democracy winning its first and most stunning victory, the Battle of Marathon. When the news arrived in Athens that the Persians had landed, the Athenian population was in a stir. For one, most of them lived in the countryside. There were no long walls. The city was lightly fortified. The port was 5 miles away from the city. The great navy was still not yet built. And essentially, all the Athenians could mobilize were 10,000 hoplites. They had in their ranks a general, one of the 10 generals, Miltiades, who had fought against the Persians in Asia. And what the Athenians did was strategically march